The Radiant Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEN.
I'm Ryan Davis. Joining me is Dawson Perel. Right now, we're just going to have a quick segment, just me and him talking. So, you were there for the Pendleton Heights Lady Arabians against the Pike Arabian. So, how was that game?
I mean, it was a solid game, Ryan. I think the Arabians played pretty well. I think it was a very physical game from the start. Pike definitely had some foul trouble, especially in that JV game, but I would say overall it was a great game, great program win overall. Casey Warfel put up a phenomenal night, 30 points. Just overall a great team win. Once again, a very physical matchup, several fouls on both ends, but Casey Warfel again put up a great performance, but overall I'd say a great program win.
And then the Arabians also played Greenfield Central Friday night. Allowed a few open threes. How do you think they improved from that game to Pike?
I think very strongly on the defensive end. I think that Greenfield Central game, they showed a lot of spurts. I think they're very strong on the offensive end at times, and they kind of slowed down, let Greenfield Central catch back up. But Pike, I mean, it was close the entire game. It was not a blowout whatsoever. It was down to the last couple minutes, but I think it was overall just a better performance on both ends of the ball. I think, again, Casey Warfel had a great game against Pike. Couldn't really tell you about Greenfield Central much when it comes to stats into things, but I say lots of improvement, especially when it comes to that offensive ball. I think they shot well. They got a game plan. They performed much better. But I'd say heading in here to the quarter point of the season, I'd say there's still a lot of room for improvement. I think especially for those, maybe those shooting side of things. I think the shooting percentages are a bit lower than they wanted to. But overall, again, lots of room for improvement, but just comparing that first couple of games, that Westfield game, to comparing to that Pike game, it was a whole different basketball club. I think they performed at such a stronger level overall. But overall, again, I'd say Pike was a great game. But again, lots of room for improvement.
Yeah, Olivia Jones being a freshman, how do you think she's come from being from the first game of the season to now being that freshman, not having that varsity experience?
Oh, yeah, I was saying on that broadcast with Pike, I was saying she's a freshman, but she does not play with like a freshman whatsoever. She looks like she's been there 1,000 times. She plays with a lot of experience, a lot of savvy. I think maybe not showing it when it comes to that point stat line, but I think when she's on the court, she makes a difference, period. I think she's all over the place defense. She shows a lot of pressure. I think I got to give another one, Skylar Baldwin. I mean, she's definitely nowhere near the tallest girl on the court pretty much at all times, but she makes up for it in her physicality and her aggressive play. I think she's just such a great defensive player. She's out there making plays. She's willing to put her body on the line for a lot of for the team, and I think that says something overall. Switching things over, Ryan, to that boys' side of things, I mean, tomorrow, kind of your season opener against Anderson. I think it's going to be a tough one. I mean, Anderson, great ball club last year, 25-2 overall, finished first in the North Central Conference. But I think Pendleton has a lot of youth on their team watching practice here. I mean, obviously, Josiah Gustin is making plays all over the court. That's 6'8 forward there. Great job. Alley-oops, dunks, averaged, I think, 2.3 blocks per game last year. So he's just a phenomenal player on both ends of the court. I think another player you got to mention, I think Caden Sims. He's a great player. Brain Knitz, full of juniors. I mean, at least the predicted starting squad for tomorrow will be full of juniors, all five of them juniors. And then other than that, I mean, only three sophomores that's listed on the varsity squad as of now. So all the others being juniors, but no seniors. I think that's going to be a trouble, especially this season. I think having that lack of a senior type build, I think a lot of those juniors are going to have to step up and fill that in for those couple younger guys, more of a senior type role model.
Talking about those sophomores, Evan Mazingo, also returning junior Dontrez Braxton. How do you think those players you think will fill in on those roles of those missing seniors?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, got a couple of new faces around, as you mentioned, Evan Mazingo, Dontrez coming back, returning. But overall, I think they'll be great. I think they're nice additions. They're a great depth to the team. I think Dontrez, is a great player. I think he's a great player on the offensive end, same as the defense. He shows a lot of pressure. I think give another credit to Cannon Cook. I mean, he's one of those guys who's been playing his entire life, has been always surrounded by the game of basketball. His brother Zion was a great player here at Pendleton Heights. His dad, obviously, was the coach last year for the girls' side of things, so he's just totally involved in that Pendleton basketball program, and I think that definitely shows on the court. I think that shows that he's a great player. He's experienced. He's one of those leaders of the pack. But overall, I think I'm pretty excited for the season overall for the Arabians. I mean, Anderson's going to be tough again. 25-2 last year. They got great players all over the place. A lot of firepower on the offensive end of things. But I think the way the boys practice, they want to win. I mean, these are your backyard rivals. You know these guys. You played with them your entire life growing up. I mean, you're living in the same county. But I think the Arabians stand a chance.
So that'll end this for this segment. We'll be back when Coach Rogers joins us to talk about the last few games on 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Citizens State Bank. Citizens State Bank offers personal and business banking loans and investing services. Citizens State Bank has hours Monday through Saturday with a 24-hour drive-up ATM located at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back to the ASN Coaches Show. I'm Ryan Davis. Joining me is Dawson Perrell with Coach Rogers. How's it going, Coach?
Going good. Thanks for having me.
So last week you guys traveled for both games, winning them both. So what are some of the takeaways from the Greenfield Central game?
You know, I think last weekend was a big weekend for us kind of as a program. You know, we spent obviously a lot of time on Greenfield as a conference game. We talked about that last week. But to kind of have our girls, you know, be on the road that first, you know, conference game, you know, kind of take some punches from Greenfield. They had some girls that, you know, can shoot it well, and they made some shots. So for us to be able to compete, be in situations like that, still being able to kind of, you know, hold on and get the win, those are things that are going to pay dividends for us as we get down towards the end of the season. So Pike, same thing, you know, hostile environment, kind of a small gym, but there were points where, you know, it was so loud in there, you know, it almost had the atmosphere of a county or conference or a sectional final. So to be able to play in environments like that, to be able to have a lead and kind of, you know, hold on and get that victory in tough environments like that, that's going to continue just to do, you know, great things for us to be able to achieve our goals kind of as we get down the season. So two great wins. We were excited. But we're moving on to Shelbyville for Saturday. So
talking about those two games, how did you prepare last week for those games back to back?
You know, like I said, it was we had quite a few girls out sick kind of throughout the week, so it was kind of an odd setup, you know, through the week, because we never really knew who we were going to have till about Thursday is when we had everybody back together again. So like I said, most of the focus was Greenfield. That's the conference game. We came in here early on Saturday before the bus got out of here for about 2 hours, kind of walk through. Thanks for Pike. You know, we watched the film. We, you know, walked through what we thought they were going to do and what our game plan was, and we executed.
Yeah, and I mean, just both at JV and the varsity game, just such great programmer and wins overall. Pike, very physical school. We saw a lot of physicality on both ends of the court. So what would you say this win really entails for you for the rest of the season?
Well, you know, one of the things that I feel like we've struggled with this year, you know, we had the kind of lopsided Westfield loss. And I kind of got the feeling that as a program, when we left the confines of Madison County, you know, we had some fear, you know, when it comes to some of these other schools. So one of the big things that we talked about before we headed out was, you know, respect all but fear none. And I really think that, you know, we went to Pike High School on Saturday with the intention that we weren't just going to get one, but we were going to get two. So to see both teams compete, have a lead, be able to, you know, hold on to that in both of those games was, you know, like I said, it was a program win, both teams. So I can't be any more proud from, you know, everybody, because that's what it took to get it done. So, you know, extremely happy.
Yeah, so Casey Warfel led the team, in scoring against Pike with 30, and Whitney getting second most points with 15. So how do you think them being sisters might help with their just chemistry and their communications on the court?
You know, it's interesting because, you know, even though being sisters, they're like everybody else. You know, they each one of them may be having a good day. The other one may be having a bad day. So I think it's a lot on them to, you know, kind of work through the sister dynamic, because that's not always easy. You know, that's not always easy, you know, playing with somebody that you have to turn around and, you know, be at the dinner table with every single night. But that's also, I mean, that's part of our staff's and role as well, to kind of, you know, help get in there and diffuse some of those situations. But they do a great job. They love playing and competing with each other. So, you know, Saturday was no different. They had a big weekend all together between the two games. I think they almost had, Rob Hunt said like 91 points or something like that. So they're buying in, they're working hard, and, you know, I expect nothing less than what they've been given the last couple games. So.
So Whitney with 12 rebounds and Berkeley Shelton with 8. So how does those rebounds really just help improve the game?
Well, one of the things we talked about after that Greenfield Central game was, you know, we got kind of rattled late and gave up, you know, quite a few turnovers. So one of the things we talked about prior to that Pike game was valuing the ball. You know, I told them, you know, there's going to be plays that may seem minuscule at the time, but that play could be the difference in the game. So I really challenged those three to really control the boards with, you know, Michaela Ross, Berkeley Shelton, and Whitney. And I think Michaela Ross almost had, I think she had 8 or 9 as well. So, you know, once again, that was something that we kind of put on the game plan, and those three went after it and executed. So I think moving forward, that's one of those things we've got to get better at. We got to learn to value the ball when we have it, and, you know, not always work for the good quick shot, but, you know, work for a great shot, and kind of especially when you're playing a team like Pike that is just so good in transition, really even Greenfield in that respect as well. So you know, once again, that was something that's part of the scouting report, part of the game plan, and they executed.
So that will do it for this segment, but don't go anywhere. Me and Dawson will stay here with Coach Rogers, talking about next week's games. This is the ASN Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Detour Salon and Style. Detour Salon and Style provides women, men, and children haircuts, skincare, and spa services on Facebook and Twitter, or at DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style, 1816 East 53rd Street in Anderson, 765-400-5323, or at DetourSalonAndStyle.com.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back here here to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM. We are joined here once again by Coach Rogers, head coach of the Lady Arabians basketball squad. So starting right in here with three out of the next four games being conference games, how important are these conference games at being this upcoming couple weeks?
You know, we are extremely top-heavy with our schedule and our conference. Like, you know, I think with the exception of NewPal, we are finished up with the conference, I think, you know, pretty maybe the mid-December. I think NewPal is that only one that's kind of the outlier that's down there in January. So, you know, we have to, you know, kind of be on our game early where some of these other teams have them kind of spread out and then kind of grow into that. So it's extremely important for us to make sure that, you know, we're locked in and ready from, you know, from the get-go because we have so many of those early. So we do have a lot coming up. Shelbyville is going to be here Saturday. Mount Vernon's going to be here the next Saturday. And then we have Delta at home as well. So, you know, quite a few great matchups coming up here soon, but very important to stay sharp.
Yeah, and looking towards that Shelbyville game specifically, obviously Shelbyville, very great program. So how would you say you're trying to prepare for a just high-intensity ball club like that?
You know, that's they have a lot of great players. Just like I said with Greenfield Central, you know, Shelbyville is doing the same thing. They are on social media a lot. They're posting a lot about their successes. Yeah. They're 7-0 right now. And, you know, we got to be prepared to guard, you know, another player that's extremely good in Kylie Edwards. So, you know, we're excited, we're ready, and, you know, we look forward to them coming Saturday.
Yeah, and what are you highlighting in these couple weeks of practice, maybe just taking from those last couple games this last weekend?
You know, still hitting, you know, a lot of the normal stuff we do shooting wise, you know, keeping people in rhythm and getting up lots of shots, trying to fix some things defensively where, you know, small spots that we need to be in our shell, and everything like that. And then, you know, later in the week, we'll start our game prep and, for what we think Shelbyville will throw at us and, you know, hopefully get ready for another Hoosier Heritage Conference win.
So how do you think your seniors this year have been helping just motivating the players during practice?
I can't say enough about the four seniors we have. Whitney, Berkeley, Jeremiah, Ava Kate, they have done a fantastic job of, you know, not just kind of taking the reins during practice, but just, you know, leading emotionally, leading, you know, with their words. But also leading with their actions. So they have really, you know, stepped up to the challenge of, you know, trying to help build what we're looking to build. And, you know, just overall have done a great job. So can't say enough about those four. And I think they're going to really leave kind of a great legacy as we move on for what they're going to do. So their story is not all the way finished yet. I know they're working their tail off, and they have, you know, high hopes and expectations for themselves, and I'm just excited to be on the ride with them.
So are there any players on Shelbyville that you've been highlighting for practices?
Yeah, so, you know, the Edwards girl that's going to Mississippi State, you know, she, I think the first game of the year against Brown County had 45. She's probably averaging somewhere in the 20s. She can score at all three levels, just like the Gia Belton from Pike. So they also have a lot of other girls that can shoot it. So we're going to have to, you know, make sure once again that we know personnel and, you know, we're doing the things that we need to make sure we can be successful. But guarding somebody like Edwards from Shelbyville, she can score at all three levels. So. We got to make sure that our help's where it needs to be, and got to do what we got to do to get stops and get a win.
So you guys play Hamilton Southeastern next Tuesday. How do you just keep that game in the back of your mind that that's going to be a fairly difficult game to win.
Yep. You know, Hamlin Southeastern has a lot of different challenges. You know, they've got two sisters that are 6'2", 6'3", both going to be Division I players. They've got guards that are going to be Division I players. And then they've got young kids, you know, that are going to be probably ranked in the state, Indiana All-Star candidates as well. So they are definitely loaded. They play a great schedule. And it's just going to be one of those things. We're going to have to prepare, you know, get our scheme, our game plan ready for them, and get out there and, you know, see what we can get done. But, yeah, you know, another great team. That includes kind of a stretch in our schedule where we also have Fishers in there. You know, just going to be a tough stretch, and we're going to have to, you know, stay locked in mentally and battle through it and see what we got.
So Olivia Jones, being a freshman, how do you think she's improved from the first game to now?
Yeah, I mean, I was up here listening to you guys earlier. She's doing a great job. You know, there's not a lot of girls that can handle, you know, day one, just kind of jumping in as a 14, 15-year-old. So I believe she was 3 for 3 in that Pike game from the three-point line. And what a lot of people don't know is actually that third one that she made in the second half, she had actually twisted her ankle and was in tears the previous possession down on defense. So she made that while, you know, having kind of a tweaked ankle and was in some pain. So that's not easy to be tossed into a game like that. And to kind of have that mental toughness to go 3 of 3 from the three-point line and, you know, not turn it over much, that just kind of speaks to the type of player she is. She's going to continue to grow. She's going to continue to get better. And I look for her to have a bright future.
So that'll do it for this segment of the Coach's Show. Thank you, Coach Rogers.
Yep, thank you, guys.
Up next will be Coach Ballard joining us to see what happened last year and up to this year. This is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
The WEEM Morning Show is on 91.7 WEEM every Tuesday through Friday morning from 5 to 7 a.m. Make sure you tune in to listen to Bella Myers
and Kennedy Quinn talk about everything that has to do with the first half of the day. 91.7 WEEM.
How is your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Arabian Sports Network. The Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back here to the ASN Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM. Now me and Ryan are sitting here with head coach of the boys basketball team, Coach Ballard. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
All right, so jumping straight into this right now. So the offseason is just about wrapped up with the season opener being tomorrow here at home against Anderson. So with that being said, what have you seen from your team the past preseason?
You know, a lot of good things. A lot of excitement, a lot of hard work, and these guys are ready to get out and play against somebody different, and you know, we're excited to get out there and get the season started.
All right, and last year you guys finished 8-16. So looking back to last season, what are you hoping to fix heading into this season?
Well, we got to get off to a better start. You know, we can't start 1-9 in our first 10. You know, we've got some experienced guys back, but we got a lot of guys that aren't experienced. So, you know, I'd just like to see us come out and defend at a high level and play with confidence and have some fun.
So the Hoosier Heritage Conference being one of the toughest conferences in the state when it comes to basketball, what is it like being part of the HSC and our conference games any different than non-conference matchups?
Well, it's a great conference. You got some really good coaches in this conference and some good players and some traditionally some very good programs. And so it's really a privilege to to get to go against some of these guys. And conference games always mean a little bit more. We definitely try to put a little bit higher emphasis on those conference games. And conference wins are only one win in the win column, but they mean a lot.
So last season you guys struggled here at home with a 2-6 record, having home court advantage. How are you hoping to turn around your home record this season?
Well, I think we've just, it starts with us coming out and having confidence and having intensity and being ready to play. But, what I'm really hoping is that we have great crowds that bring a lot of energy that we can feed off of. The atmosphere at our school with athletics is a little bit mixed. We've got some people that are very, very excited, very, very gung-ho, ready to go, and enthusiastic about not just basketball but all of our programs. And then we have some people that that really try to bring down some of our programs. I hear it during football season, I hear it during basketball season, I hear it during baseball season. We have a lot of students that really need to get their minds right and get excited about being Arabians.
All right, so you're entering your third season here as the Arabians head coach. So what about coaching here have you enjoyed the most, and who are some of your players you just love coaching?
The kids, first and foremost, are the thing that I enjoy the most. From a materialistic standpoint, I love our gym. I think it's an awesome kind of old school style gym. Chad Smith, our athletic director, is a great administrator to work with and work for. As far as favorites, it's such a loaded question, because just about any kid that you have over the years is your favorite in some way. Isaac Wilson is one of my favorites just because of his personality. Josiah is one of my favorites because of how much growth and development he's shown. Braden, because of how dedicated and coachable he is. Aaron, because of how much energy and enthusiasm he has for everything. And, I can go on and on down the line and mention every single kid, but then I'm going to go through your commercial break.
All right, and the last question here. This past offseason, who among the team have you seen really break out of their shell and become a great leader on and off the court?
I think right now that's got to be Joe. We've really challenged him to step up and be the guy and be a better talker, a better communicator, a better leader. And up to this point, he's really embraced that and tried to do that. But all of our guys have grown. Braden's grown so much as a leader. Caden Sims has grown. Reese Kaplinger. Again, I can, go on and on and on, because all of our guys have they've just been so committed to getting better, and not just as basketball players, but as young men and as leaders and as teammates.
All right, well, that will do it for this segment of the ASM Coaches Show. But when we return, we will stick with Coach Ballard looking ahead to this week. You are listening to the ASM Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Investing in education-based athletics builds strong communities and a strong, successful Indiana.
That's because when we support education-based athletics, we're not only supporting Hoosier student-athletes, we're championing the next generation of doctors, CEOs, and engineers, not to mention future teachers, first responders, and civil servants. I'm Brian Lewis.
And I'm Chris Kaufman. We're both assistant commissioners of the Indiana High School Athletic Association.
High school sports are the training ground for our future community leaders, impact makers, and world changers.
When we invest in student athletes, we're teaching them the importance of serving others selflessly,
leading them to become engaged, compassionate citizens who pay it forward and continue building a positive future for Indiana and beyond.
Support the next generation of Hoosier difference makers by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is serving our community. This is strengthening our future. This is your IHSAA.
Are you ready?
Let's go. Turn it up.
Have you ever wanted to listen to 91.7 WEEM on your phone, but don't have internet connection?
Try out our new app. It's called 91.7 WEEM.
Back to the ASM Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back here to the ASN Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM. This is segment two, sitting down with Coach Ballard, and we'll be looking ahead into this week. All right, so Coach Ballard, starting things off here. Tomorrow you guys will be tipping off your season here at home with a matchup against the Anderson Indians. So what are you hoping to see from your squad tomorrow night?
I'm hoping to see a group of guys, a team that is, number one, a team, but that is very physically tough, is ready to go right from the start with physicality, but also a team that's on the attack and plays with confidence and plays with a little bit of swagger. And we've worked so hard, these guys have worked so hard, that I want to see them come out and act like they've worked that hard.
All right, and with Anderson High School being the closest school around to Pendleton Heights, there's definitely a backyard rivalry between the Arabians and the Indians. So how might that affect how the game goes, and how will your players deal with that?
Well, you know, it's definitely been, you know, kind of a rivalry for a long time. You know, it probably meant a little bit more when the players on both teams are actually from the towns that they're representing. You don't have as much of that on one side right now. But our guys are very excited. I would imagine Anderson will bring a really good crowd. But, you know, it's 2 nights before Thanksgiving, man. It's the start of the season. We could be playing, you know, the third grade rec team, and it'd be exciting. So it doesn't matter who we're playing to me in terms of excitement.
So Anderson had a great season last year, going 20-5 and sweeping the North Central Conference. Although Anderson might be predicted to win, what do you try to preach to your team, and when it comes to this game as winnable?
Physicality, being on the attack, and being confident. That's what it's all about. You know, we've got to handle, they're going to try and come out and jump on us, and they're going to try and end it in the first 2 or 3 minutes, and we've got to make sure that we're ready to hit them in the mouth, and we're ready to be on the attack, and we're ready to be physical, and we're ready to be tough, and we're ready to execute. You know, something that we've really got to do a great job of is executing a game plan, meaning we've got to really mentally be locked in and focused. I have no doubt that our effort's going to be there. I have no doubt that our kids are going to play as hard as they possibly can. We've got to play smart, though, too.
So Anderson is full of firepower throughout the roster, including senior guard Amir Carson, who had a great junior season last year, leading the Indians in points per game, having a 54 3-point percentage. How have you been preparing your defense to deal with a sharpshooter player like Carson?
You know, he's as good as anybody, you know, that we see throughout the year. He's, in my opinion, he's kind of an underrated player at the state level. But he's just got kind of a different game. You know, his speed is, he's much faster than he looks. Even when you're watching him play, he's much faster than what he looks. He can shoot it. He can get to the rim. You know, obviously he's a left-handed guy, so that's a little bit different too. And he's, you know, he can pass. You know, he sees the floor and can do some things. So he's a guy that we've really got a key on.
All right, and one final question here. You guys have opened your season with Anderson for 7 of the past 8 years. So what do you enjoy most while playing the Indians?
What I'm going to enjoy most this year is that they are playing here. It'll be the first time that we've had them in our gym since I've been here, so that's something I'm looking forward to. But, you know, as someone like me that, you know, really loves Indiana high school basketball and really studies the history of Indiana high school basketball, Anderson is, you know, probably one of those 5 or 6 programs that really transcends time and resonates throughout, you know, history. You know, you could throw Muncie Central in there, you could throw Washington in there, but Anderson is definitely one of those schools that you get a chance to be a part of history whenever you play them.
All right, well, that will do it with our sit-down with Coach Ballard. Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate you guys having me. Good to be here.
All right, so when we return, me and Ryan will talk a little bit about some of the other athletics here at Pendleton Heights. You are listening to the ASN Coach Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I love that high school sports are about so much more than winning.
I couldn't agree more. While the immediate goal might be to win a game or championship, the real purpose of high school sports is to develop good people, not just good athletes. I'm Robert Falkins, a proud South Bend LaSalle Lion.
And I'm Carrie Rosati, a proud Roncalli Royal. We're both assistant commissioners of the Indiana High School Athletic Association.
In education-based athletics, we care just as much about how student athletes are performing in the classroom as we do about how they're performing on the playing field.
That's because high school sports are a tool to build the character of student athletes, not just their athletic skills.
Developing the whole person rather than just the athlete. That's what high school sports in Indiana are all about.
Support the real purpose of education-based athletics by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is training good athletes. This is developing better people. This is your IHSAA.
Back to the ASA Coaches Show on 917 WEM.
Welcome back here to the ASM Coaches Show, 917 WEEM. It's just me and Ryan right now talking about a little bit some of the other athletics. So Ryan, the boys wrestling team has kicked off their season officially. Last Saturday, the varsity team traveled to Hamilton High, so the JV team went to an invitational at Yorktown. I was a part of that event, but I heard about some of the things at Hamilton Heights, and one of the key wrestlers of the team, Jackson Todd, he went 5-0 on the day, won first place in his weight class. So that's pretty impressive. And I don't know if you've talked to Jackson any at all, but what are some of your like takeaways just from him as a person?
He's a great person. Has a great mentality when it comes to his sport. He loves to be on the team, loves to practice, and wants to get better every day.
Yeah, and him being one of those key players, being the captain of the wrestling team, they did play second at Hamilton Heights, only losing to Hamilton Heights. They were the home team there and expected to win. They do have a really good squad there. And the JV, the team as a whole, we only had 6 wrestlers. We placed 14th out of 16 teams, so not a great performance. But when you only have 6 wrestlers, it's kind of hard. But as a whole, we all placed pretty high. Our highest placer was freshman Jax Flynn. He placed 3rd. Me, myself, I placed 4th in my weight class. A couple of other sophomores placed 5th. A freshman placed 5th. And we had one guy place 6th. So overall, we had a pretty good performance. Our coaches were pretty proud of us, and they were seeing a lot of improvement. And Ryan, what are you seeing just from other athletics around the school?
Boys and girls basketball. Boys basketball team starts off tomorrow. And then the girls, they've been doing pretty well, only losing one game out of the entire year. They've been playing great.
Yeah, and basketball is one of the key sports here at Pendleton Heights, along with football. Some people say the two heavy hitters here at the school. And, we did sit down and talk with Ballard and with Rogers, and we both love talking to them. They're both great talkers. They both love to answer our questions. And Rogers really said they're going to have a challenge with Shelbyville. And I got to go to the Greenfield Central game. They had a challenge guarding one of their players. She was an amazing three-point shooter, got off to a hot start, went 3-for-3 with her first threes in the first half, had 9 points off rip. She was tearing it up. But then they made the adjustment and shut her down. So what are you seeing we could see from both boys and girls basketballs coming forward?
Well, the girls play Shelbyville, as you said, next Saturday. I feel like they're going to have a tough time. As you said, they had a tough time at the start guarding one of their key players, hit a lot of threes. Well, Shelbyville has one of those players, Kylie Edwards. She's one of the key factors, averaging 30 points a game.
Wow, an amazing score. She did do that last year, though, so it's more of an expected performance from her. She's a phenomenal player. I didn't get to see any of her, but I read some of the stats, some of the articles of her. She's a phenomenal player. I think one time last year she did have a 50-point game, so she is able to put the ball in the hoop, rack up points really quickly. And we have a player of our own in Casey Warfel that can do that, not to that level, but she can do that, and she has her sister Whitney to back her up with that. So what are you seeing from just the sisters alone?
I feel like, having that sister connection is a great thing to have. You heard Coach Rogers earlier. Sometimes it's a little difficult when you want to beat the other player. Sometimes you get a little selfish, but I feel like they've really learned to, you can't be selfish. You have to be able to pass the ball. They have to learn to not take it as selfishness if one's doing better.
Yeah, and one of the things coaches always preaches to their teams is there's no I in team. And some players say, well, there isn't me. No, there's not. There's really not. A team effort is winning together as a team. Yeah, you always have that player that they're the leader of the team. They're the best player on the team. They're going to go out and they're going to help the win. But the team as a whole, if they're not working together, you're not going to be seeing results that you want to see. And Ballard mentioned it. He wants to see his team come out, be physical, and play together. And I think if they make a difference like that against Anderson this year, they have a good shot at winning it. What do you think from that?
Yeah, I mean, they have a good shot at winning. I think one of the key things is rebounds. I mean, I saw in practice earlier, just a few minutes earlier actually, they were really focusing on getting it down low into the post and blocking out. You really don't want offensive rebounds because, I mean, Amir Carson, as we were talking about earlier, is a great shooter. If one of their lower post guys get the ball and pass it back out, most likely going to hit it if there's no one down low, no one above there to guard him, I mean. But also, you have to have that connection with your team. I mean, they've practiced all summer together, knowing them. I mean, talking to them outside of practice is they really have that connection right now.
Yeah, and as you mentioned there, rebounds is a key thing, and it does help to have a big man down low. And for Pendleton Heights, that is Josiah Gustin, an astonishing 6'7". He's a phenomenal player, great to have down low. I mean, he's just so tall, and it really helped him out last year with getting a bunch of rebounds, with him being able to just go over the top of people, grab the ball, and get it out. The record didn't show it, but we know how they play. If they get going, they get going. So what are some of your things that you're seeing from Josiah Gustin so far?
In practice, I saw him getting alley-oop dunks over people and just getting those rebounds. Coach Ballard was very happy with what he was doing. I mean, it's very difficult to guard a person who's 6'7", 6'8". I mean, at any level, it's when you don't have that size of a player guarding that size, it's just really difficult to do.
Yeah, and as we were seeing, they were working on a bit of a shooting drill there at the end of practice, and Josiah Gustin was able to knock down some threes, some free throws, so really expanding his game. But not only that, we had Isaac Wilson in one of the corners. He was drilling a bunch of shots, so just seeing there, Ballard's really emphasizing working more on the shooting. So what are you hoping to see from them this year in the shooting side?
I'm hoping to see a lot of made shots from the three-point line. I mean, the girls' basketball team has been struggling with that side of their game, but, I mean, as you said, Coach Ballard has really been putting emphasis on the free-throw line and mid-range shots, less of the three-point shot, but that'll come in to play when you have that mid-range. I mean, I saw Josiah Gustin knocking down a few of the shots from the logo.
He has really expanded his game, and that will do it for this segment of the ASN Coaches Show. But when we return, earlier today, Ian Stevens sat down with senior Alex Bagley. That will be playing next. So you're listening to the ASN Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Investing in education-based athletics builds strong communities in a strong, successful Indiana.
That's because when we support education-based athletics, we're not only supporting Hoosier student-athletes, we're championing the next generation of doctors, CEOs, and engineers, not to mention future teachers, first responders, and civil servants. I'm Brian Lewis.
And I'm Chris Kaufman. We're both assistant commissioners of the Indiana High School Athletic Association.
High school sports are the training ground for our future community leaders, impact makers, and world changers.
When we invest in student athletes, we're teaching them the importance of serving others selflessly,
leading them to become engaged, compassionate citizens who pay it forward and continue building a positive future for Indiana and beyond.
Support the next generation of Hoosier difference makers by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is serving our community. This is strengthening our future. This is your IHSAA.
Is life too boring for you?
Well, that changes now.
Tune in to The Conversation with Afternoon Pick-Me-Up every Tuesday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m.
91.7 WEEM.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 917 WEEM.
Baseball player Alex Bagley, but Alex, thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So the offseason definitely starting to get in full swing. You guys have been at it for a couple weeks now, just getting in some conditioning focus. And then, of course, as the offseason progresses, you'll start getting some more fundamental drills. But what have you guys been doing so far throughout the offseason?
We've definitely been focusing on our pitchers, you know, getting their arms right, getting our arms ready because we, you know, we start bullpen soon. Don't want any hurt arms. We're kind of limited on arms this year. So definitely conditioning our arms, doing some conditioning work, running a lot, getting some good drills in, trying to, you know, build up our strength through this offseason. We got a new coach. His name's TJ Price. He's really helping us in the weight room a lot. So really focusing on our baseball there.
And then, of course, after last year, lost a handful of seniors throughout the offseason with graduation and everything like that. But what are the numbers looking like currently throughout these practices?
There's a little less right now because of basketball. But, you know, we have a heavy, heavy senior group this year. We had a couple seniors last year, but they're huge parts of our team. Losing them was huge. But I feel like we're really replacing them this year well. We have a couple underclassmen that are really going to fill that role. And then we have seniors like me and Nathan Gilman, a bunch of other guys who have, you know, had experience on varsity for multiple years now. And I feel like we'll definitely be able to replace those guys. And then, you know, freshmen coming in, I don't really know how well they're, how good they are or anything, but I guess we'll see when it comes time to play.
And then, of course, last year throughout the Madison County and the Nick Mueller County Tournament, you guys made it to the section or the championship game against LaPel, fell a little bit short there, but what kind of little push does that give you guys going back into the county this year?
Yeah, so, you know, my sophomore year, we finished third. Last year, we finished second. You know, now it's time to finish first. You know, we had, last year was interesting because we, the pitching rotation we used six guys, but we would use three guys one night, three guys the next night, and we'd keep going like that. And it was kind of interesting. It worked pretty well because we were limited on arms again last year, but it's huge because when we made it to the championship, we got down. I don't remember the score, but we were down. And then seventh inning comes around, and we make a big comeback. I think we lose by two or three, and that really stung. And we played LaPel again later in the season. We beat them. We're like, dang, we really should have beat them. And so that really drove us, and I think this year we're going to have that drive because we want to win. We want to win everything.
And then when it comes to just kind of the county awards and just all county area team, you guys were selecting that team by the Herald Bulletin and everything like that. But what was it like getting that recognition?
It was awesome, especially because last year I had a pretty big arm injury. And, you know, I didn't know if I'd be able to play that year because UCL, it's a major injury. And I came back. I was limited in innings, but I feel like I pitched very well, and I was very happy with myself because, you know, that was huge for me. It was a drive for me to do good because I didn't, you know, I never knew if I could pitch that year, and I was like, you know, if I'm just going to go pitch, I'm going to go shove, and I did. And that was awesome for me. I was very excited.
And for many pitchers, the ERA, definitely a battle they face throughout the season, your earned run average. But last year, you led the county with the lowest ERA that the county had to offer. But what was your attack every time you got up on the mound?
You know, I'm a heavy fastball guy. My fastball is definitely my best pitch, and I love throwing. I just love trying to blow it past guys, throw it inside, outside, because I feel like when I'm up there, I feel like I'm the best pitcher in the world, and that's my mentality. No one's better than me, and that's what I go up there with. And when I pitch, I just throw, and that's all you can really do.
And as we mentioned earlier, still a lot of time in the offseason. You guys, this first game isn't until March 28th, so a few months ahead of you. What is your biggest goal this offseason to improve leading into your senior season?
Definitely, I think this is kind of not really talked about, definitely team chemistry. We really need to build that. Last year, didn't have much, but and then pitching, obviously pitching is huge. We really need that. And I think working on this off season, we have a couple guys that, you know, we do stuff in our free time, and we're just working to get better. And hopefully some of the underclassmen, they have some decent pitchers too that can help us this year. And I feel like hitting, we'll be good. I think we have a pretty good hitting team this year. Fielding is always going to be good. I feel like we have a really good infield coach, Renee Casas, and he really gets us right with that. So I feel like pitching and team chemistry is the biggest thing to work on, but I think we're going to do that and we're going to do good.
And then, of course, the Hoosier Heritage Conference, always the biggest goal for every team throughout the sports is to try to win your conference. But the Hoosier Heritage Conference, in terms of baseball, a lot of talent all the way from Newcastle. You look into Mount Vernon and New Pal, a lot of heavy pitchers and hitters as well. So what do you enjoy the most about playing in the HHC?
I think it's just we get to play great players. You know, Mount Vernon, they have Eli Brennenthal, Cameron Sullivan, two really good pitchers that are going D1. Then, you know, Greenfield, they have Connor Sims, Jaden Marcus, AJ. Those are just really good players. And, you know, Newcastle, they lost a lot of guys. They're still going to be good. I mean, conference top to bottom, there's nothing bad. It's a battle every Tuesday and Wednesday.
And then, as you mentioned, you kind of play this back-to-back games. So, last couple of seasons, one of your games was that kind of old, how it used to be in the conference doubleheader on a Friday night. So, do you prefer a doubleheader back-to-back or kind of that separation of back-to-back nights instead of back-to-back games?
So, when we played Shelbyville my sophomore year, that was the Friday night doubleheader. And I didn't know I was supposed to be playing that night. Velasquez was like, hey, can you come play? I was like, yeah, sure. And then I didn't end up pitching that night, which I was kind of sad about, but I was like, it's whatever. But I much rather prefer Tuesdays and Wednesdays because that takes a toll on you. Because even if you're not playing, you're in there and it's just exhausting. I don't think we got done till 12:30 and we got to clean up the field and go home. So I probably didn't get home till 1:30 that night. But definitely Tuesdays and Wednesdays are a lot better because I feel like you can rest. You know, you're not as tired the next day. I definitely like the Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but I mean, if I got maybe Friday every now and then would be okay, but definitely Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
And then you recently announced your commitment to continue your baseball and athletic career at Manchester University. So what was it like just making that decision?
It was awesome. You know, it's always been my dream to play college baseball. You know, I went on a visit there. I talked to Coach Espy, Coach Brock. I really like them. Coach Espy is a great coach, over 600 wins in his career. And, you know, I knew a couple guys at Manchester, Arturo Costas and Mitchell Cobb, and they really talked up Manchester. And then I went on my visit, and I really liked it. And it was a very family atmosphere, and I feel like that was huge for me. And I decided to go there, so I signed tonight.
And then, of course, throughout a lot of baseball players throughout the summer and stuff, they'll play some travel baseball throughout different clubs throughout your career. But now starting to really focus in on your team atmosphere, playing with the Arabians and stuff like that. But what is travel ball like throughout the summer?
It's just fun. You know, you get to go out and like experience teams from all over the country, players from all over the country. And it's just fun. You get to play with your buddies. It's not, you know, it's more relaxing. It's not, you don't have the pressure of, you know, coming back to school, all those students you have talking, and you have to go win that state championship sectionals and all that. You just go out and play, and you know, there's always tomorrow guaranteed, so you can mess around, just have some fun, but also take it seriously. And it's nice when you have teammates that, you know, can have fun, but also take it serious.
So what are some of the traditions this team's developed over the years that you really are starting to enjoy?
So before, when it's 2-2, two outs, we do this Goucher thing. We rub the side of our hats, and then when the pitch is thrown, we take it off. You know, hopefully it's ball three or a hit or a foul ball, and then we continue. And then obviously it's kind of a small thing, but the national anthem, I always enjoy that. It gets me going. I really enjoy hearing it. And then another thing, just walking out before the game, you know, taking IO or throwing or anything. And then when they announce your name and it's time to go, it's fun. I love it.
Well, Alex, a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you for joining me, and good luck this season.
Thank you, Ian.
But that will do it for this week's episode of the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM. But for all of you guys that tuned in, hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back next Monday, of course, with the Coaches Show. But tomorrow night, boys basketball kicks off their season at home. And we will have live coverage right here on the Voice of the Arabians pregame show starting at 7:15. And then, of course, girls basketball in action this Saturday against Shelbyville at home, followed by the boys traveling to Wapahani on Saturday night. All those games can be caught right here on the Voice of the Arabians. But for Michael Hooker, Ryan Davis, I'm Ian Stevens, wishing you all a good night.